USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The reward is going up for information leading to the capture of an inmate believed to have killed a Tennessee State employee. The reward for West Tennessee State Penitentiary escapee Curtis Ray Watson is now at nearly $53,000. Tennessee Bureau of Investigations Director David Roush says investigators are expanding their search for Watson.
We need Tennesseans as well as our partners throughout the bordering states to be vigilant on this. He could be outside of Tennessee.
Police say the El Paso shooter confessed after he surrendered last weekend. The 21-year-old stepped out of the car with his hands up and declared, "I'm the shooter." He also said in an affidavit that he targeted Mexicans. Federal authorities are investigating the case as an act of domestic terrorism, and both the state and feds have also said they may seek the death penalty. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for two MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
The lead federal prosecutor who helped negotiate the so-called sweetheart deal for millionaire child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein has resigned. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A lawyer for Amory Villafina confirming that she has stepped down from the Justice Department amid the investigation into the role that she and other prosecutors played in the deal that allowed Jeffrey Epstein to plead guilty to just one count of soliciting a minor for prostitution when he faced many, many serious charges back in 2008. The multimillionaire wound up serving just 13 months of jail time on work release. It allowed him to go to his office for 12 hours a day, 5 days a week. He's awaiting trial now on new federal charges concerning similar allegations. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The USDA declared all 102 counties in Illinois as agricultural disasters. The move opens up the path for more help for farmers and businesses that rely on farms. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has been known for his gaffes in the past, and some are saying that Thursday at a campaign stop in Iowa, he made another one.
And the other thing we should do is we should challenge these students. We should challenge students in these schools to have advanced placement programs in these schools. We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids, wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids. No, I really mean it, but think how we think about it.
As you can hear, Biden did correct himself, and the campaign put out a statement saying that the former vice president did correct himself as soon as possible. President Trump was asked about what the former vice president said.
Joe Biden is not playing with a full deck. This is not somebody you could have as your president. But if he got the nomination, I'd be thrilled.
As the NFL preseason continues, we're hearing that Oakland Raiders wide receiver Antonio Brown is suffering from frostbite from a cryotherapy session gone wrong. Cryotherapy is a procedure that involves stepping into a cylindrical metal tube that is chilled to temperatures minus 270 degrees by nitrogen vapor. Kathy Butters is a cryotherapy expert, and she says the procedure does have many health benefits.
The main one is pain management and flushing inflammation from your body for recovery, which a lot of elite athletes will do for post-recovery workouts.
Butters was speaking there on ABC News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.